What is up, y'all? It's your boy Spills here with Your House, Our Rules, and today we're doing a review on Shogun. A lot of people have told me to watch this. I've heard it compared to Game of Thrones, but in feudal Japan, so does it live up? So when it comes down to it, I just want to say Game of Thrones is kind of the standard for a 10 out of 10 here. It is my favorite TV show. It's the best television series that's ever been made, regardless about how you feel about the final season or whatever. So when people compare to this, that's something that I always take into account before I start watching something. I've had some very close friends of mine talk about this series and how good it was, and you know, it definitely put on my radar. I was waiting for it to get, you know, pan out a little bit before I watched it, but now we're here, so we're going to get into it a little bit. The first thing we're going to talk about is the plot. So it takes place, it's based on the Shogun series from the Shogun book, and I think they made a series in the 80s, but the book is from 1975, and it's at the very end of the Sengoku period, right before the Edo period, which is, a long-term isolation that Japan had for, like, a couple hundred years or whatever. This is a bunch of the lords, the, like, main lord of the feudal Japan here. He ends up dying. His son's too young to actually take over the throne. So he has a council of five people, and then the shit that ensues is the story of Shogun. So getting a little bit deeper into the plot, the main character is John Blackthorne, also known as Unjin, or Unjin-sama, which is, like, I think it's Japanese for, like, pilot or something. He's a ship crew captain, and he comes over from England, and if you know anything about the time period or whatever, which is kind of explained during the series, the Portuguese are, you know, Catholic, England is Protestant, so there's a little bit of a conflict going on there throughout the series, but the Portuguese are, like, the main source of Catholicism, and, like, Western civilization over here in Eastern Japan, and, you know, when they start coming into the series, the people haven't really seen any English people. So when he comes in, they don't know his language at all, and he ends up having to speak Portuguese. So the English language that they speak is actually Portuguese. It's translated into English because it's an English television show. So that's why they do it, but the Portuguese, but anyway, it's something that you need to know going into this series because religion dictates a lot of what some of these characters do. A lot of the Japanese people in the series are Catholic. Two of the, like, lords that are in this council or whatever are actually Catholic, and it drives their actions very seriously in some of the things that happen. So that is one thing that you should take into account when watching the show. It does have that little religious, political overtone to it, as well as the political overtone. So you see all kinds of different theories and types of religions and politics coming into play here. It does definitely have that political drama feel to it. So if you're looking for something that is a little bit more action-packed, this probably isn't it. They have a couple scenes which I don't think are all that good. The action scenes are a little bit underwhelming, in my opinion, in this. But if you're in it for the political drama, the scheming and stuff like that, the backdoor deals, this is definitely a show for you. So let's talk about the setting a little bit. This is feudal Japan. You get to see, like, Osaka, the major city with its terracotta roofing and temples and the court, beautiful courtyards with cherry blossoms and koi ponds and gravel pits and stuff like that. The stuff that you would usually see in any type of Japanese filmography that is coming out of this era of Japan. But it also takes you to other places, you know. All the characters have their own different domains, and you get to see those other domains here. So you also get to see vast mountainscapes and, like, forests with rainy, dreary weather and stuff like that. The setting is very beautiful. I thought they did a very good job of capturing that in this. I don't think there was much green screen used in this. High action things like this usually have a budget for that. It being its first season, I don't know if they necessarily could do that with something like Game of Thrones in the later seasons where there's a lot of green screen, but they don't necessarily need that. As long as they have access to something that looks like that, it looked good to me. So when it comes down to it, setting, definitely one of the high points of this series. It really hits well. I want to talk about characters a little bit, which I think is the real strong point of this series. The characters are phenomenal. It's starting out with the main character, who is, I don't know if it's one of those shows where there's not really a main character, but John Blackthorne is kind of the main character, and I think that sets up a lot of what the setting is with this Western barbarian coming into this super honorable Eastern civilization and kind of causing no good, even though it's not really no good, but it's just the two differing, you know, perspectives on life the kind of clash in it. But you have him, and, you know, he's a Western guy who's coming in, and he has his own selfish motivations. And that leads into someone who is the love interest, and I do want to talk about that a little bit. Mariko, or Maria in the Catholic terminology that that we have, who is a very strong-willed, disciplined character, and they have a love interest, and that was one thing that I liked about this show a lot. When you can write a romance into a political drama or something like that, it makes endless possibilities that are possible here. And there's some shit that happens with this, so if you're looking for a series where people don't die, this is not your series. So I'm always been a fan when so you're able to kill main characters and stuff like that. That is something that I really like, that resonates with me. And no one is really safe in that. So when you're watching this series and you're looking at this love interest or what is going on, you're like, is someone going to die here? Is what's going on? How is this love going to affect the people around them and stuff too? So That's really good. I thought that Mariko was one of the strongest characters in the entire series. Super disciplined down to a T. Just an absolute monster of a character. She's probably the best character in the series. Also, Yushibo. She's played by Anna Sawai, by the way. And there's also a guy named Yobushige in this. I'm butchering some of these names. I'm sorry. But I think I'm getting close enough. Yobushige is kind of the opposite of her. He is tied down to the main, who also could be the main character, Turanga. He is like kind of a lord underneath his lord, has his own domain underneath Turanga's domain. And he's that guy that's kind of caught up between being, you know, one of those honorable guys who lives under him, or looking out for himself. And he gets thrown into all kinds of weird situations. He's the comic relief in a lot of the situations that they get into, too. Because, you know, he's always the guy who's grumbling. He has this grumble that I just found great. People ask him stuff, and he just grumbles at him. Because, like, he knows that stuff's about to go down, and he's going to be caught in the middle of it. He has, like, no fear of death, and it's shown early in the series that's going to happen. But he still is looking out for himself, so it makes an interesting character. And then you have Turanga, who is kind of like the Tyrion Lannister of the entire series. He's the schemer. He's the lord that essentially was asked to become the next shogun, or the next like main ruler, but he doesn't want it because he knows all the shit that comes with it. And there's a pile and pile of shit that come on to with the position. So he's the guy who's constantly doing scheming or whatever, and things always go out his way, no matter what losses and stuff that incur from his decisions. But he's super calculated, and these are the three main characters of the series that I just think are the best. They're the main characters. All of them are very well written. There's a bunch of support characters that are really good too, like some of the antagonistic characters, like Ishido, who's kind of like the main antagonist. He's good too, but these are the ones they focus on the most, and the way they interact with each other is just very, very well done. So before I get into the rating, this was kind of a hard one to rate for me, because I understand that it is a good show, and it has a better rating than some of the other ratings that you'll see from other shows that I review. I definitely understand that this is a top-tier show, that it is something that is very good writing. It's just on a different level than some of the animes and stuff that we watch. But in order for it to get a really good score, it has to compete with something like the Game of Thrones or other shows in the political drama atmosphere. And I think that it does match up pretty well to them. You know, it was one of those shows where you watch out and or you start watching it, and I thought it was good. There was at no point in the show did I think it was a bad show. But I did think it was good from the very beginning. But it's one of those things where it's like, really, this is comparable to Game of Thrones? This is comparable to some other stuff? I was like, I don't know about it. It's a little slow moving. And then it starts getting into like episode 7, 8, 9. 9 is an absolute banger of an episode. Like, I straight jaw dropped at the end of the episode. But yeah, when you're taking a look at it, it was one that just slowly progressed and progressed, and I think it just needed some time for the storyline to actually expand upon itself. It's not something like Game of Thrones that I keep, because this is comparable, this is what I heard comparisons to, so I'm going to keep comparing it to Game of Thrones. This isn't something that we've had 8 seasons to expand upon, so it took a little time to get going, and then by the time it got there, it really started cooking. But I'm going to give this an 8.8 out of 10. It's definitely worth watching. If you are on the fence about watching this or not, you definitely should. I know this isn't necessarily what some people like when it comes to watching shows, when the super... You have to watch this one. You have to pay attention to it. And I know some people don't like it, but I think that this one is easily understandable enough that you can still enjoy it even if you are have a little bit of a shorter attention span. So 8.8 out of 10, definitely check out Shogun. Let me know how you feel about it. If you've seen it, if not, definitely watch it. And let me know why you wouldn't want to watch it in the comment section. But this has been Bills with Your House, Our Rules. Peace.